再打给猫果。
Why do you?
The repeater wasn't up very long. Try it again. Hold the key down a little bit longer.
Okay, thanks. KC2JNG, N2IDU. Are you there, Dorian? Over, over.
JNG, hear you pretty good there, N2IDU. Are you using the EchoLink system?
Yes, and it seems to be working pretty well. You're coming in through. You're coming through nice, and I'm just wondering, did you get any snow? We didn't get anything here in Vermont. Over, over.
No, that's a negative. We haven't gotten any snow yet. I'm thinking maybe this Friday they were forecasting a little bit of snow and rain mixture, which would be interesting to see. It's been cold here at night, in the upper 30s, sometimes upper 20s, a few days there. But during the day, it goes back up 40, 50, 60 degrees, so unlikely to see snow. But they're calling for it, possibly Friday, so I'm looking forward to it. I miss the snow. How is it up there in Vermont? Did you get anything on the ground yet?
You know, only getting very, very cold, dropping. I think it was 10 or 11, and I don't even want to go outside and mess with that. But, you know, there was no snow at all. But maybe the winds were 30, 40 miles an hour yesterday, last night and stuff. So I don't know. We will see. There's supposed to be another one coming tonight. So we'll see. But, I mean, some of these weather forecasts are strange. Now, I'm wondering, on your SDR, are you able to get some more current weather reports or from a different areas? Over.
I tuned into the, I believe it's 162.450, which I think is the National Weather Service for Greenville area. It didn't seem to pick up any other, stations beyond that. I'm using a little antenna here, which is more efficient around the 70 centimeter band. So it comes in clear. You know, I can hear the weather station pretty clear, but I don't hear any reports beyond that. I tried tuning in to some of the other stations, and I didn't hear anything. A lot of noise for, though, coming through.
Hey, great. Can you get a hold of Michael while we're communicating here and see if he could get on there in New York? Where is it? Rochester? Over.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a text message now. He's there in Rochester, New York. He was supposed to get on. He might be tied up with work right now, but I'll send him a message and see what's going on here. But how do I sound? I have a little multi-band antenna connected to the Handy T here. I have it sticking on top of the air conditioner in the window. How's my audio?
Well, the audio is nice and clear. I recognize your voice instantly. But it sounds like it's raining really hard there. I don't know what it is. I've never actually heard kind of an interference like that. I'm not sure what's going on your end, but I do hear you. No problem. Over.
KC2JNG. Mike was on the other day with me, and I could barely... He was connected to EchoLink, and I could barely hear him over the radio. It was very staticky, but... He could hear me very clearly. He said he didn't have any problems. So, not sure how all that works.
Okay, well, maybe we can try it later in the evening and have a three-way conversation. In the meantime, I'm going down to the garage. I'm going to make one trip down to the garage and see if I've got something that's existing. I don't remember if I do. I've got a lot of microphones, but I don't think I have anything like that. But I can maybe, yeah, see this. This is an older iPhone, and it's got, you can plug in for a microphone. Well, I guess it's a, not a quarter, a one eighth inch maybe, or 1/16. I don't know what, it's a very small one. But I know I have ones that'll work on that. And I'd like to try that on the big iMac desktop and see if it improves it, because the audio is really weird and creepy. It's loud and everything, and but it's just bassy and muffled because of, I guess, the tiny little hole that's in the you know, inside the screen. That's how they do it. So that's probably what the problem is. Anyway, that's good. It's working well. I, like I said, I can hear you fine. It just, I can't identify what the noise is. It's not really static. It just sounds like rain hitting a tin roof kind of noise. So, anyway, over to you.
Yeah, Mike. Some of these phones, the newer iPhones, they don't have any ports on them. Which is, you know, kind of sad. I like that they had the earphone, and some of them even had a microphone jack, I believe, where you can get the, you know, the one port does both speaker, headphone, and microphone all together. But the phone that I have does have the port for the microphone and headset, which is great. But you can always try, if you upgrade your phone, you can do a Bluetooth connection, and that would work as well. You know, a little Bluetooth microphone, earphone thing. But yeah, you're sounding good over here on this end. Weather's a little bit cloudy here, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. There's a little bit of a delay. I can hear you over the phone as well through the Echolink app. There's like maybe like a 1 to 2 second delay. So it looks like I can see you're on here. I can see your call sign coming through.
Yeah, okay, great. I was trying to get Michael excited about the HF gear and how he could set up a station there. So we were talking about that yesterday. I got, you know, I've got a bunch of stations here, but of course they're the old tube type. So you'd have to do, you know, tune the grid and the plate and all that stuff. But he seemed very interested in trying to do that. You know, the same thing I was going to give you when we get, you know, when you get to a more permanent place and they don't pull the nonsense about antennas and stuff. Because, you know, you're renting, you're leasing there. All right, well, listen, maybe when he gets back a hold of you, maybe after dinner time or something, if there's not a lot of people on, we'll try it, over.
I got a message back here from Mike. He said he's at work. But, so, yeah, let's try again this evening. And I'll set up my radio here outside. And then we'll try it again, see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Very good. I hope the volume is up high enough for you when you're hearing me. And that'll be fun. We'll see if we can get a three-way going. And maybe Mike knows what the noise is I'm hearing. Maybe he doesn't hear it. I'm not sure where it's coming from. But again, it's not overwhelming or anything. It's like I said, it sounds like rain on a tin roof. And not the usual static noises or crashes, just weird. Well, anyway, thanks for letting us use the repeater. And we'll say adios 7-3. This is N2IDU going QRT. Bye-bye.
JNG signing off.